We are so thankful, Father, for giving us this opportunity, Lord, to gather together in thy name, Lord. And we know thy purpose, Lord, is to feed our hungry souls, Lord. Because, Father, why we hunger and why we thirst, Lord, is because you want, Father, to feed our souls, Lord. This morning, Father, we are gathered in you. We are gathered in you, Lord. We believe that you're going to be with us, Lord, now. And you're going to take over, Father, by talking, Lord, and how with Father. The ears that are going to listen, Lord, Father, let it be thee, Father. We bring to thee the people that are not with us, Lord. Brother Don and Michael traveling down the road, Lord. Michael, Gabriel, Lord God, and the wife, Father. We commit them to thee, Father. There's also Sister Esther, Father, and where, Lord. We commit her, Father, to thee. The people who are listening in, Lord, we pray, Father, that you bless us all together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Have a good day. Sorry. Oh, okay. It's okay. So, I can still have that phone. Good. Okay, thank you. I think today we are very few. But good. I think we are listening in. So, on the road. Okay. Yeah, and sometimes on the road, sometimes there's no network. So you're going down the road and on valleys, the long towards you go up again. So that is that's okay. That's all right. That's okay. I know this morning I'm talking to spiritual giants. Spiritual messy giants. So and the things that I have here are not very deep. And I think most of them you know them. I would like to bring greetings from the churches that I was speaking to last night. And they told me that I would like to bring you greetings from them. They love you. They listen in and they hear what you say here. And they really love it. They are really blessed by this. And that's why I say, when you preach here, sometimes we think that we even don't come as low sometimes because we think that we people here, and that's true, people here are high. And they are deep in this message and like that. But when you're preaching, just understand that some people that are listening in, like when I preached last, I think on Sunday, there was a question that arose. They asked me, what is Pentecost? What is Pentecost? And I looked at it, I said, surely I've never even thought about that. What is it in Pentecost? Eh? You know, we just talk about Pentecost. It's just something is in us and we don't even look what it is. And last night now, I realized what it is and it's so much. And I realized that it's so much in it. And I went there and I wanted to see what it was really. And that's what we were talking about last night. And this morning, my wife was still telling me to leave the phone because there's a little wanted. There's a big war now, even on the media, because of the things that we said last night. And someone was saying, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by this? Calling me. I spent some time this morning also calling them. And I said, no, I'm going to speak. I cannot now talk. We can talk after this. Some things we think they are nothing. But when they're listening in, that they are those things, what is it exactly? But we've been talking about them so much until it's just part of us. When I say Pentecost, I know what I'm saying. Even when the prophet says Pentecost, I know he can be talking about this or this. I know where he is, right there, because I know what it is. But sometimes people out there are coming in, or maybe they've been in it, and it's never been really deep to them like that. And even this morning, what I'm bringing here, And I think now, and what you need to do is talk more with you. Sister Rebecca, you need to talk more so that you understand my accent. Because my accent is a deep accent. And my own understand everything that I say. Because, you know, we talk very much. And most of the people, dad and mom, I think we have come to understand my accent. So we need to push more so that we can. I think, Amanda, you also understand my accent. I said, good. So we need to talk more so that you understand my accent. And I'm going to try to pronounce words right, even if I go slow. This is not something that I intend to finish today. So I think I'm going to go very slow. So that, however simple it is, I'm saying there's some people there, out there, that want to know exactly what is this? Why is this? They need to know. And you ask the question to them. So you allow me to go as simple and slow. Even if you do something, just bear with that. Just bear with me a bit. So that you really understand what these things are. So my topic today is the Ladi Pool. The Ladi Pool, we have heard about that so much and we know it. But the first thing I want to look at is, then if the Ladi Pool, if there is a Ladi Pool, then there must be a first pool and a second pool, and then the Ladi Pool. Then what is the first pool? And I tried to ask my wife about this, because I'm not a fisherman. I've never fished. This is about fishing. And I tried to talk to people about it. Not exactly as far as what the prophet says. The first pool, second pool, and the third pool. About fishing. How does it come with the fishing? But the simple thing that I got from his explanation, the prophet's explanation, is that you throw your line, is that right? When you throw it, there is a sinker or something like that. And you let the sinker sink in, and when it sinks in, you jack it or something like that. The first thing is you just put it and then jack it a bit. So it sinks in, and that's his explanation. I don't know. And I also talked to my wife about that, because the first person to show me how to fish was my wife. I've never gone to fish. The only kind of fishing that I see boys doing in Kenya is they get a string, just any string. And they hook, they get a needle, and they bend it like that. And then they tie it up there, and they throw it there. And they, that cannot catch anything. Sometimes they catch something by that. But that's all. But here is what is really fishing. She was the first one to show me what fishing was. And I really didn't understand also the Ladi Pool, second pool of that. But that's exactly what he's explaining. Now, I may not be able to explain it very well. But the sinker in, and then you jack it, and then that makes the fish, according to him, it makes the fish get away, the small fish get away, and the big fish that you want, because you went for the big fish, what you wanted when you went to fish was not the big thing like that, the babies. Sometimes even they get them and they throw them back there, because that's not what they're interested in. They're interested in one thing, that big fish, that's what they went for, therefore. So when you hear about a fisherman, and that Jesus Christ is the fisherman, that's what he's looking at. He's looking right for that big, he went there for a certain purpose, to get the big fish there, not the tiny big fish. So the first pool is to you jack it, and then you go, and that's how it is. But that pool catches the big fish. That's all I would say. But now I would say this. About fishing, I may not be able to explain it very well. But the first pool was actually to attract the attention of the people. His aim was not even the other crowds, because there are people here who are not interested in. That's why he even talks the way he talks in parables, so that some people will not even come, because they're not supposed to come. To begin with, God knows that those who are his, he's not interested in that. So his aim right from the beginning was that big fish, that bride, that member of the bride. That is what he's looking at. All this is doing here is for that. So he's doing this, hearing, to attract somewhere, so that he can have attraction. He's calling you. And the problem is, I don't know whether he calls it a miracle or something. In the supernatural like that. That is not followed by a voice. It's not right. In that calling, that those miracles and those things that are happening, if God is doing them, God is not an entertainer. Of course, he does those things because he feels for us. It's not the order of frustration. He wants us to get healed. He wants us to feel good. That's okay. That's okay. But what? That ministry right there by the prophet in the first school was to attract the people. To attract the attention of man. That's exactly right.
Now, that's right. He wanted the attraction for people to come. What is happening? And therefore, and another thing. I look at it like this. God has always been like that. You look at when he wanted to save Nineveh. Look at when he wanted to save. Is it called Nineveh? Am I pronouncing it right? Nineveh. When Jonah was sent there. Did you know that God, all that you see Jonah doing, Jonah, a man running from the presence of God, even running from the presence of God, is God doing it for the purposes of saving Nineveh. He had Nineveh in heart, and he wanted to save them. And there was no way to save them if Jonah just went there. They were worshippers of fish god. They were worshippers of idol, an idol. So there was no way for me to go there and tell them there's a God, God of Israel, God of Abraham. God of, there was no reason to do that, for Jonah to do that. So what did God do? God hardened the heart of Jonah purposely because God has one principle that he don't bring judgment to people unless he brings a warning first. So he had actually to bring something to them to understand. So what did he do?
Tell me something. What? Oh, my mic is not working.
So God would be very unjust if he just came to Nineveh and just did that thing and just destroyed them. So he had to bring it in a way that they didn't get it. So he said Jonah. And Jonah refused to go. Jonah refusing to go was God again doing it. Jonah refused to go. And he was swallowed by a fish. When he was swallowed by a fish, he did exactly what he was supposed to do as Israel. Fighting the where Israel, where Jerusalem was, that direction, and he visited in the womb of the fish, and he prayed, and the fish started to go. And when he went, the people were there. People were there. With one of the things about it is they were there when there is no supposed to be no fish coming, and the fish come. They were there. They were already. They were in a church. They were called. God had already called them. They were sitting there in a church waiting. And when they saw, that was a miracle for it to be there, even. And for that fish to be coming, when every other fish is down there, that's why they don't even, they're not even fishing. Because why should they fish? If they fish, they're not going to get nothing. So they're not even fishing. They were just there. And they were sitting there and they come. And this cannot be nothing else. This must be God. Why? Because he's been brought by our God. So even if he says, then that is not God enough. I have another God to put me in that God. Now they can disappear. Now they can disappear. I hope you see that. That was healing. That was his healing. Was just calling them for them to come and listen and hear. But there was to be a voice after that healing. I hope you see that. That was healing. That was the first pool. Now the second pool was the discernment. Now this is very confusing. As much as we think sometimes we know, it's good to look at it. It's good. When you look at things up, when you look at, you realize, what is this? This confusion. There are some things there that are not very clear. Because when you look at the second pool, look at it. When you look at the second pool is a bit easy. It sounds easy. Because when you see the second pool, it's discernment. It's discernment. We go back to the woman at the well. Is that too busy? The woman at the well. And the woman at the well, when she was discerned, she recognized who he was. There was to be a man God here on earth. There was to be a man God. That was the Messiah. Messiah was to be a man God. So when he was discerned, when she was taught about her heart, he realized, no, nothing else. That must be the word. That must be the word here on earth. And it's here, on a man, in a man. And we know that word man is going to come. I call it word man. Sometimes I use words that are not used in the message, but I hope I am not going to change the meaning of it. It's called, like I use man God. Is man here, is a man, but it's God. Man God is here. And they were waiting for that. Messiah was to be a man God. And he's here, a man God is here, standing here. So when he does that, immediately, and you know those discernments have been done to other people, but this is received. And he saw that she was attracted by that ritual. That's it. And she read, he changed, but she completely changed. And every shame that he had, she had even gone to get that water in that well, because she didn't want to meet with anybody there. So she's there, and all her shame went, and she went in town, come and see someone who had. She had realized who that was. Now, I think the confusion in the first school, in the second school. If it is that discernment, then what Nathaniel recognized was a man God. In other words, God had already come here. God had already come here. But that was not yet. That's the confusion, but that's not confusing, but that looks like it's not very clear there. That people had not come. And the last people we know brings him down. That's exactly what it is. The last people brings him down. Discernment is just prophesied. But now here, Nathaniel is recognizing. Now here, the reason someone is recognizing, there was something there that was evil. I'm going to talk about that. But that was the discernment. That was the discernment. That was the second pool. Now what was the last pool? The last pool was catching that fish. The Ladibu was catching another big fish. The Ladibu was him coming and joining with the less bride that has been looking for. That was the Ladibu. Alright now. Let me come here. The Ladibu is his coming. The Ladibu is his coming. All these three things or five things are equated with his coming. With the seventh seal. Seventh seal is his coming. So whenever you hear seventh seal, the prophet says, the seventh seal brings him on earth. The seventh seal brings him on earth. Seventh seal. The seventh seal, when he talks, he brings him on earth. That's what he says. He says that in the soul, in his prison, and so forth. Those books, those quotes. That brought him. But it is equated with something, to, I would say, five things. One of them is that man is in heaven. That seventh seal is equated with that man is in heaven. Another thing it's equated with is the Sabino Canyon, the sword that came to his soul. The other thing that is equated with is Matthew 24, verse 6, when they asked him, when does he come? That is also his coming. All this is about his coming. Another thing that is equated with is what? The tenth vision. I think it's not. I didn't bring it here. I don't know where I brought it here. The tenth vision. Yeah, the tenth vision. It's a bit of cutting. The tenth vision. The Matthew 24. That I see that nobody knows. No one knows. All that is written there. It's about his coming. And all that is that the prophet. Every time he mentions about it, he says that is the Ladipool. Which is his coming. So the Ladipool is his coming. But now let's look at each one of them and see what. I'm saying, I know here, I'm preaching to maybe the spiritual giant and this message, that's it. But I know there are some people here, somebody here that really would like to know about this. So now, look here now. That means, and I have something, maybe this is not the last part, I don't know. But I'm not asking for another one. Maybe next time, you know, I'm not asking for that. But if I can, I had another chance, I'd like to bring about the operation of the radical. This is just that. You see what the other two is, and how it came, and when it started, and then I would like to talk about what is the operation, how do we operate it. You know, they're kind of conflicting quotes, but you can do this, and sometimes you don't even wait, sometimes you wait, like all that. I want to bring all together to get a picture of how is it operated, and when does it start getting operated, or when does it start operating. I would like to bring that a bit, if I get chance to start, and I know you know it, but that's it. Now, that medicine is in heaven. Some people say about this, that means, remember when it opened, when the seventh seal opened, that was the last fool. That was the last fool. Now, some people say the last menace is, and I've not gotten that fool, that is why I don't say those things. I don't say something unless I see a fool. I can paraphrase. I can put my words around it. But I don't like changing the meaning. That's a bigger thing. I see people doing it. You've got to be very careful when you discuss this. When you can't hold the provinces, just say, or the provinces, just leave it. Otherwise, And if you say any other words, if you change one there, just make sure you don't change the meaning of the idea that God heard when he spoke it. So I hear people saying that, why I heard that, I've not gotten it. Then maybe you have a quote on that, you can help me with that. But why there was that many silence in heaven is because, I have not seen it, is because he was not there. He was not there in heaven, and now he was here. That is a school of thought. I don't have quotes, so I don't go with that. No, I don't say I fight it or anything, but I don't know. I'll say, simply, I say, and what I don't know, I say, I don't know about that. But why they kept quiet? I don't want to say that. Why they kept quiet is because he was not there. Because remember, seventh seal brings him down. That's all. The seventh seal brings him down. That's right. So when the seventh seal opened, then he came. And remember, seventh seal, the prophet says, is Revelation 10. I don't know whether you people have read Revelation 10. It seems so simple. But that God is there. And when those ladders cry, when he cried, when he roared, Recharion, that's when the ladders happened. Okay. So let's look at this, that means in heaven. That means silence. Remember, that means silence in heaven is ladders. That means silence in heaven is his coming. That means silence in heaven is his habitat. All these things, they are together, they are the same. And if you don't see that, that's the problem with the people who believe that the seventh seal is not revealed. That's the problem, because you don't see them together. They are connected together. Matthew 24, 36, the question that was asked there by the disciples, Jesus said, when do you come? When do you come? What is the first sign of your coming? What do we see? And he did tell them, he told them, this is this. That's Matthew 24, 36. As for my coming, no man knoweth about my coming. When it will happen, no man knoweth. All that is with my Father in heaven. It's at the backside of my Father. No man knows. Even myself, I don't know. It's just with the Father. That's what he said. That's what he told them. So no man knows the hour or the day. No man knows that. That's what he said. When the prophet comes to talk about Christ as the mystery of God revealed, he says, he's talking about that no man knoweth. That idea, that secret, that no man knoweth, is what the prophet is talking about on 27th, I think, August. That's what he's talking about that day. He's not talking about that because he's talking about that idea that no man knew. That secret that no man knew, except God. Now I'm going to talk about that. That's what he was saying. And now he says, I'm revealing it now, I'm telling you now when and how. So in that book, he reveals the seventh seal. All that time he was saying, all that in the seventh chapter, in the seventh seal, when he was talking about the seventh seal, he says, I don't know when I'll finish that, but don't worry about this. Let me just come the way I can. Don't worry. But I'm going to finish it tonight. And I'm not going to stay here for long. If I don't finish this quote, that's okay. I'll just come in this my way. But I want people to understand. I want people to realize what you're talking about. See? So when he talks about the opening of the seventh seal and the secret that no man knew, he's talking about that coming, the coming of God. He's talking about he revealing that to the people now. But in the seventh seal, he opened the first seal. It was very, this is the opening of the first seal. This is the opening of the second seal. This is what it is. This is the opening of the last seal. This is the opening of the sixth seal. When it comes to seven, he kind of says, I saw it. And somebody went there and I didn't know the meaning of it. He knew it there. He says, it's hidden. He says, you know what? He says, if God wanted to be something with me, he knows how to hide it. He puts it in my heart and sees it there where nobody will know. He's telling you how God is hiding it. This is a hidden something. He's taking it. And taking it to your head and hiding it, and nobody will know. The devil will never know because it's not put there. And the seventh seal, unless God takes it and puts it in your heart, it's never revealed. And that's why I tell people, you do this, you take the devil. The prophet says, the devil is the greatest sophist. If you want to argue with the devil, he's going to tie you with intellectuality until you are completely defeated. That is what the prophet says. So don't even argue with him. You cannot defeat him in an argument. He's the greatest sophist. I don't know what that means in the ordinary right here. But he's the greatest sophist. You cannot defeat him. And I say, you take him sitting down here. Tell him, devil, take a pen and a paper. I'll give you quotes and prove that Jesus Christ has come. You will tell him, and then he will ask you, where is he? I want to see him. That's what they do. I want to see him. I want to see Jesus Christ with nails. I will even tell him, the prophet told us, if he comes with the nails, that's a liar. I don't know, but they still stick to that. Why? Because it will never be known until God takes it and puts it in your heart and sees it here. Where no man, nobody else will accept you. So that's why I'm keeping all this together. I'm bringing all this together. Now it's 10:47. Michael reminded me that I have a watch here. I sometimes we forget that. Okay. Now, why was there that many silence when he came down? When he came, why was there that many silence in heaven? Okay. Why did he do that? Okay. Now let's look at it. All the host of heaven was silent for this half hour, paragraph 244, for this half hour, when the seventh seal, mystery in the book of redemption, was broke open. Think of it. But it's broke. The Lamb breaks it. You know what? They were owned by, the reason, and this is the reason I would give. I don't have my own idea. They were owned by it. When they saw, is it old? I don't know, Mom, how do you, A-W-E-D. Okay. This is like when you are kind of what is it? How do you chop? Yeah, like that. This is like they saw that. That's what they said. That's why they were happy. You know the cherubim. I'd like one time to preach about the angels and cherubims in heaven. The cherubims, the prophet says, the cherubims and seraphims are the nearest people to God. Are the nearest angels to God. And they all with wings and do the holy, 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 holy. They sing all day, all night. He's a great God. That's what they do. Praise be to God. You see that now? So that's what they do. Now, they stop. Everything stopped. There was no nothing for that. And I also don't know something. Why is it not 40 minutes? I don't know. I like saying the truth. I don't know. Why not 40 minutes? Why was it not 20? Why wasn't it not 10? I don't know the meaning of that. Why is it that? I don't know. But the prophet says it was that minute. The Bible says it was that minute. So he just said that minute. For that minute. And the prophet says, that was so long. That was so long. It was like eternity. They stopped everything and there was quiet, complete silence in heaven. There was no even if you drop something, it's going to be heard. Complete silence. And the prophet says, because they were awed by that. Another reason. Another reason he's going to give here. What was it when the Latin book happened? When his coming happened, when he came down, when that happened, they were old by that. Hey, he said, how do you start it? Hey, All right. Okay, they were old by that. They didn't know where it is. He's going down, where it is. There it was. They just stopped. Why? Let's prove it. It is a secret that no one knows about. That is a secret. That man is a secret that no one knows. The seventh seed is the secret that no one knows. John was forbidden to write about it. Even write a simple about it. You know what? And this is something else. And another thing, don't worry disagreeing with me. Another thing I say, don't worry disagreeing with me. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. Disagree with me as much as you want. No problem. But show me. Come, let's talk. And even when we talk, we disagree. That's okay. That's okay. You know, I've been in this message for the last almost that 7 years now. Maybe 40. And I've disagreed with so many people, and I still, let me tell you something. I don't have a speck of hatred in me about it. At all. They come in and that does not bother me. My idea and my desire is that somebody can see the truth. I also leave a space here, there, that I might also be wrong. Who knows? Many times I've been wrong. But for now, this is what I'm seeing. And I let the people know this is what I'm seeing for now. So if you disagree with me, don't feel like you hate me. No. Why you are disagreeing with me is because you cannot see exactly what I'm seeing. That's okay. That's what I tell. And you know something else that I say? And let me just talk. Do you know what something else I say? Don't follow me privately also. Is it a church? That's my church. Don't follow me privately because I'm the pastor. No. You know, did you know what the Paul said? Paul was the message of age. Follow me. When you're following me, look in the front whether I'm following Christ. If I'm not following Christ, tell me, Brother Stanley, stop a bit. Stop a bit, Brother Stanley. Stop a bit, Brother Stanley. You get back. There's nothing wrong with that. So if you disagree with me on these things, don't worry. Sometimes you talk with my wife. Sometimes you talk with her. You talk with some doctor and say, I don't see that. He tells me on the face, I don't see that. Does that make us enemies? No. She doesn't see it. Why do I want to make a hypocrite out of her? Pretending that she's seeing it when I don't see it. And I'm left to say, I can see it very well. And she says these things, and sometimes I don't see also. I mean, it's like that. Let's be honest. Let's be clear and honest. And that's Christian, right? That's the way I see it. Now, I don't know why I see that. I don't know. No way that comes from. I'm sorry about that. I don't know. Okay, this is why. This is why. I say this. This is why I was coming back. I'll say this. But, this is my statement. John, and I've not agreed with nobody on that. The people that have heard me say it. People have disagreed with me completely. Some people go by that. This is what I say. For John, listen. This is my statement. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. For John to get this revelation, he had to come to William Marion Brackhart. Disagree with me, that's okay. That's the way I see it. There was no other way. The angel that was revealing these things to John, to me, I believe, was the seventh angel who was mandated to the office. Now, was Brother Branham there in those days, 2,000 years ago? No! John had to come here. Sometimes I say US, but you know, God does not have distance. What is distance to God? What is time to God? God, time is nothing to God. You see that? But God had to take John from there and bring him to where Brother Branham was. Because he cannot change his pattern. His pattern is, he chooses the one who is going to reveal it. And he chose William Marion Branham. So John had come here now. And it was not to be revealed then. No, sir. No, sir. It was not to be revealed then. And when he went to write, God knew that if he wrote all along the Dark Ages, people would come and look at it. They would come and look at it. And they would have all kinds of ideas. See, no, time is not yet. Until the Dark Ages, and John was brought to the days of the Lord when the Dark Ages were over. Okay. All right. So, I know I've taken a bit of time, but that's okay. So now, no one knows about John. John was forbidden Christ about it. And if those angels made any noise, you know the other. Did you know that the other seals were also they were also simples? They were just simples. There was how it was like. That was a simple. If the angel did anything, if they did like that or made that noise, that could have been the simple that people would have taken as the simple. So everything was quite nothing. All right. Now, even write a simple about it. Why? This is why there was no activity in heaven. It might give away the secret. Do you see it now? Galatians says now. Paragraph 260, same book, 7C. But this is one thing that he cannot impersonate. The devil cannot impersonate, he impersonates everything. When the prophet started the discernment, people started with it. Okay, now I'm going to come back with that discernment thing a bit down here. But there's a secret, he says. But this is one thing that he cannot impersonate. There'll be no mimics to this, see, because he don't know it. There's no way for him to know it. It is the Nadipur. It is the Nadipur. No way to know it. Nobody knows about Nadipur. The prophet was told, you've talked so much about the first one. Did you know that even when he was preaching the seventh seal, he talked until he said, I hear him touching him. I don't know how to preface that. Like, touching him. But you're talking to him. Yeah, that's in the seventh seal. The seventh seal text. Seventh seal book. He says, I hear him. That's too much. See? He said, even just put there, it will be impersonated. And also, don't even explain it. Don't tell nobody. You've thought about the first one, the second one. This one, don't tell nobody. Okay. Now he says, the lad, he just knows nothing about it. See? He doesn't understand it. The devil does not understand the second thing. And he will never understand it. But there's a second, I don't know whether he will understand it, but I don't know. But after this, he doesn't know it. He doesn't know that he is God. Because this is a secret. Why? This was a secret cutting away of the book. But there's a secret race beneath that. Brother Ram knocks on the pulpit once. Great God in the highest. I can never think the same. After seeing it, after that being revealed, after I cannot think the same. The rest of my life, after that pool is opened, when I see it. Now, I don't know. I don't know the next step here, but I don't know how to interpret that. It won't be wrong. It won't be wrong. I've got a wrote down here when it happened. If you can see, so it actually opened. If you can see here, stop, go no further than this. Right? I'm not prone to be fanatic. I'm just telling you the truth. This is the God. Now let me go to Sabino Canyon. So that minute silence was the coming of the Lord. That minute silence was the Lord. You just want the same thing. He just want the same thing. It's coming of the Lord. Okay. Sabino Canyon. It's also the coming of the Lord. It's also the tendency here. As he quitted this seventh year. Yes, now we go there. The sword of the king. Paragraph 288. That's the seventh seal. The sword of the king. Now, it said a sword of the king. But it said the sword of the king. And there's only one, the sword of the king. A king. There's only one, the king. And that's God. And he has one sword. That is his word. What I've lived by. What the prophet has lived by. If you see this, he's saying that he has lived by it. He has lived by. That's why I'm saying this second pool had some. He had lived with it. He had it there in the second pool. He had lived with it. But now remember, the third pool is coming when he comes down. That's when he comes. I hope you get the difference. I hope you get the difference here. When the seals were open, that's when he comes. That's when he comes. But he had lived with it. Have you ever thought about it? And I'm coming to that. Have you ever thought about the screws? And the five things. I think, what was it? I think the second thing. I don't remember the first thing. The first thing was, I think, and I'm coming to it. But I think the first thing was, what was the first thing? I think it was a fish that was given life by the prophet. I think the second thing was squeals. I think that thing was hati. Is it, how do you pronounce that? Hati. You say hati? You say hati. Yes, hati. Okay, hati. The boy is getting ready or something like that. I think that was the third thing. Okay. Let's come back. What was the fourth thing? The fourth thing was the storm. The first thing was the tumor. I don't know whether the tumor or something, but there. The tumor of Menda. No, those five things. Do you know when they happened? They happened before the church. They didn't happen after he came. They happened there. And he says, those were manifestations of, I don't know whether he used the word manifestation, but he said that was the proof of the kind of, I don't know what the word is, but that was the land pool. He says, those things were the land pool. But now the land pool had never come until now. How was it here? You know, those are the things that really confuse, I mean, in this, but anyways, okay. He says, I've lived that. That's what I've lived with. And now you remember another thing, and I would like to maybe one time to study on that and bring it. I have some quotes on that. You see, they talk about the shout, the voice, the trumpet. But the prophet says those three things happen, not when he's there or not. As he says, on his way. It happens on his way, when he's coming, not when he's here or not. When you see him here, those things have already happened. But it's also connected there. I'm not gonna connect right now. But live the life. But so help me, God. God standing over here, over his holy desk here, with his holy word laying here, is the word. That sword was the word. Amen. What a day we are living in. What a great thing. See, the mystery and the secret. Now, so what was the sword? Why is it radical? Why was it this coming? The sword, you see, the sword was the word. Mm-hmm. And there's a confusion here because people think that there's coming of the word and coming of Jesus and even coming of Christ. I don't know whether it doesn't make sense, but I've read somebody, a quote, somebody who has been here in this message from 1977, in this message. And I read in my quote that this is only Christ can be in Revelation 10. It's only Christ can be. He said it's not Jesus. It's Christ. Yeah, this is all this. There's no, let me tell you, there's no Son of Man. There's no Son of Man in Jesus Christ. We have only one, the Son of Man, that is Jesus Christ. That's Jesus Christ. We have only Christ, the Christ, the one Christ that we know. That is Jesus Christ. If he say Christ has come, whatever words I'm going to use, I know if he see that the prophet says, he has come. And do you know how I sum it? How I sum my message? How I sum the message of the hour? I sum it this. When somebody asks me what is the difference between you and these other people, I say, because I believe he has come. That is the message of the hour. That's how I saw it. And I'm not telling anybody to sign it like that. But that's how I saw it. He has come. He's here on earth making love with his wife. He's come. And if there's a reunion happening, if you don't call that the rapture or anything, that's it. He came down. The purpose of coming was to get a bride. And he got together. And the prophet declared an invisible union. Yeah, when this left. Okay, what a day we are living in. Starting there, when this left, so this coming about, this word that we're talking about, was the sword of the king. A particular sword, a particular word. It's not the word that was with Wesley. It's not the word that was with Ruler. It was not that word. It was the word, the sword. And it came, it was placed here. And in another quote, Rebecca, you can hear the prophet talking about this, that sword is supposed to be placed in a hand. In the hand, the owner of the hand is somebody with a big chest and hair and like that. I don't know what hair has to do with, you know, strength, I don't know. But that's what the problem is. Someone strong with a hair in like that. Like Goliath, you know. I don't know. Somebody strong like that. I mean definitely strong, I can hold it. Without jokes. We don't know nothing. Without fear, you know, people want friendship, people want that. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if you are worth of this gospel, if you are worth of this word, don't fear to be hated. Don't fear that. Don't be proud. Don't go walking like you are proud, you are the only person here on earth. Don't do that. Be humble, yet stupid. Don't know from what God is. You know, this is a simple scripture, but it's very strong to me. This is like this. When you didn't know, God winked. Am I saying it right? When you didn't know, God winked. Did you not wink? Yeah. Mom. Wink is like, you don't want to look. You don't want to see it very well. I know you don't know. That's why you can do it. Sometimes I can just let you go and do something. Do that. That's a scripture in the Bible. God winked. When you didn't know, God winked. He didn't. It's okay. You don't know. Now, he says, but now that you know, I command. Now you are commanded. You talk about, I want to be friends with you. You know, I've seen a lot of things about, even in Kenya and everywhere. I've seen especially about family. Unfortunately, I am not supposed to talk about these things. I'm not a pastor yet. But when God puts it in my heart. Even about the family. Because a family member is here, you want to please him, you can compromise with the word. And I'm not telling you to kick them and do this. No! Be sweet. The only way to win them is to be sweet. Be sweet to them. Don't start wars that are not necessary. Don't start wars that are not necessary. But I don't want, when it comes to the war, I don't care. I don't care about my war. When it comes to this, I don't care about my war. I don't care about nothing. When it comes to this, you must come to a place where you start this. You don't care about no life when it comes to this. Don't be proud. Don't kick anybody else. Don't do that. But that's it. Don't. Whether family is going to run away. The prophet says, the Bible says that I've not come to bring peace. I've come to bring war, even between a mother-in-law and you're not worried about mother-in-law. I love my mother so much. Mom is so sweet. But I've come to bring war with us. Between a man and a woman. It doesn't matter. When it comes to this. About these other things, you can do whatever you want to do. But when it comes to this, God now commanded. God commanded. Whoever loves anything more than me, whoever loves his wife, you remember what the prophet did one time? He got Meda. He told Meda, Meda, stand here. Then I make him to stand here. Stand here with me. And he said, Meda, stand here. This is Jesus. Look here. This is Jesus. Imagine Jesus is standing here, and I'm standing here. Now tell me, Meda, who do you go to if you are to choose? He said, oh. My husband, I love you so much. I can't even die for you. I don't know whether I use those words. But he showed how much he loved the. But he said, but you know what? She has. This is my savior. This is the greatest of all. I don't care about what I'm doing when it comes to this. God commanded. Now God commanded. God has given you this. God has shown you how serious it is. Are you still joking with it? And you still think that God is just gonna overlook it? If you call yourself a message believer, if you identify yourself with this message, start up. Start up for it. You might lose this, you might lose this, it doesn't matter. And you know what? And you know what, brothers and sisters? Let me tell you something. Did you know there was somebody that was called... what was his name? He's not a name, he doesn't have a name. He's the blind man. You remember the blind man? That was healed by Jesus Christ? And was told, go to somewhere there was some water. That's called Siloam. Go there. And wipe yourself with that water, because God took some saliva and made some mud and put in his eyes, and he saw. And when he came back, he was saying, "No, I know nothing. I don't know. I don't know. Me, I'm not a Christian even. But I don't care about that. What I care about is he. Did I miss this? Did I miss it? Yes. He says, I don't know nothing. But one thing I know, he healed my eyes. That was very small. Those guys had seen many things. They didn't care about that, but that was very small that happened to him. But that's all he knew, or yeah or not. He was being told, you know, this guy is a bad guy, and we know he's not a believer. You know, all that I don't know. I don't know about that, but one thing I know, I cannot deny this. That is all I can start with. And because of starting with only that little thing he knew, he could not leave it. It costed him kind of his life. And the parents were even fearful that if he says anything, like he's supporting him, like he's saying something good about him, he's going to be excommunicated. And let him talk himself. He said, no, it doesn't matter. I don't know. This man is bad. I don't know. Are you talking about that guy who gave me sight? Okay, he's bad. Okay. I know about that. The only thing I know is that even if he's bad, he healed me. That's all. Praise God. Do you know the Bible does not talk about Jesus Christ being anywhere? After healing him, he went where he went. Maybe he went to Hickory or something like that. And he was left here. And he came back after going there and washing. And he came back to the church. And when he went to the church, they were all scolding him and like that. And there was all this. Questions and like that. And finally they said, he cannot be here. If he says anything good about that guy called Jesus, he should not be here. And they threw him out. The Bible does not talk about Jesus being anywhere. But right when he was thrown outside the door, there, Jesus was there. And he said, hey, help me not. Help me not. So, the glass of light. Where? Oh, you know it?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's it. He was right there. Jesus was right there. And he took it. When you start with him, he will never, never leave you. You might die. Death does not mean nothing to a believer. No man killed. They were killed. Peter was killed. My brothers were killed. Those old brothers like John and the rest of them. They were persecuted. It doesn't matter. Jesus Christ will be right there with you. And what a great thing. If Jesus Christ is with me, what else do I need? Like when he said to me, spoke, it's 11 now. Let me just read this. Okay. Let's not even go to what I was saying. I'll just leave it at Vadas. So you see the Vadas? When did it start? I'll leave it there. I'm not going to go to when did it start. I'll just leave it. Yeah, I know I've talked too much. But that's okay. That's okay. I like it that way. I'm not a quote reader, you know that. You don't know that. But you know my heart is heading. You know now what I'm talking about. You know that. There are quotes there. Even if I don't read it, you have the quote there. You know what direction am I going. You know that. when did this start? I'm not going to that. And I didn't want to go to that, but time cannot allow. Maybe another time. But let me just finish this thing. Now, how is that connected? Because the word was being held by that man called William Marabaran. It went to him. That word went to him. That's what went to him. The word, the fullness of the word went to him. He was the tabernacle of that word. That is Sabino Canyon scene. If you hear the story about Sabino Canyon Rebecca, talking about that. He's talking about he calmed down, and when he calmed down, he got into the prophet. He was tabernacled. The body that he got was William Mary Branham. That's what Sabino Canyon is talking about. He's talking about the seventh. He's talking about the Zadipu. He's coming. That book is about me coming. All right, now. That is, that's that. He says like that, now. That's Sabino Canyon. He says, starting there, when this left me, somebody just come to me and say, don't fear. Now I didn't hear no voice, like on the inside of me spoke. I've just tell you the truth. Just exactly what happened. Somebody hit and said, don't fear. This is radical. In other words, the Sabino Canyon, the that many saints in heaven, all that was the same. It was the radical. Now, let me come to the tenth mission. I'm going to go a bit faster now, so that I finish by 11 something. I don't want to stay here for any longer now. And just then, this is the tenth mission now. It's the seventh sin, still in the seventh sin. The tenth mission. This is the tenth mission. And I have long quotes, in that other thing about the operation. Very long quotes that are very, very interesting. I mean, they are good. To me, they really touch me. And they really put things in the right order. I really touch me. And maybe when it comes to that, not this time. I'm not trying to ask for some studies now. I'm just saying, anytime there's something, I can come and do. And just then, this is the position now. And just then, what is the tenth vision? What is the tenth vision? What is it? People, you know, sometimes we think we know and we just pass over things like that. But these are very important to connect. This is still the seventh seal. The tenth vision is the seventh seal. Sabino Canyon, the sword was the seventh seal. And it is the Zadipu. The Zadipu and the seventh seal is the seventh seal. This is coming. Now, how is it disconnected with that? The tenth vision. Without this connection. I'm just bringing the connection so that you can see all things how they connect. The tenth vision, the Sabino Canyon, the 30 minutes inside the seven, how is it connected? How are all the things connected? And how are they the seventh seal? How are they his coming? Through the seventh seal brings him down. The seventh seal is coming. This is coming. Okay. And just then he picked me up. He took me up and set me away up high to where our meeting was going on. Looked like a tent or a cathedral of some sort. And I looked and there was a little box. Like a little place here, like a little box here. Like a little box here. Okay? A little place over here in the side. In the inside. And I seen that a light was talking to somebody. And above me, that light that you see there on the picture, it whirled away from me like that. And went over to that tent.
and said, I'll meet you over there, Brother Branham. You know, people used to queue or to line. You know, here you say line. Eh? Do you know the word the word queue? Queue. People queuing. We use that so much. Queue. I think it's a British English or something. The queue. People are queuing here, and they had cards, and they would come, and the prophet would say, you know, there's a quote that he talks about how he was discerning people, how he was praying for people, and they would talk, and he was getting too tired. And then the second part of the discernment came, and that girl came and he discerned her, and all that tiredness went completely. It was not him now, it was quite another thing that, okay, now, like that. Now, I'm not going to that. but now they were queuing, and he would come and tell him, you are so and so, you have this problem, and he would go. This problem, and they would go. Like that. But now, he's taken out in a certain box. It's like a door is here. Let's say this door. Let's say this is a door and this is a door, okay? So it was like this. And they were coming from here and they would get in this box and they would get this other side. But the prophet was taken somewhere. And he was told, I'll meet you in there. How is that connected with the third pool? How is that connected with the seventh seal? Now, look here. He's coming here. Okay, sorry. He's coming here. The people are coming here. There was also that story. I cannot bring the whole story here. Somebody was, when they come, when they get in, somebody is getting in there with his crutches and getting into that box. Just like they were going to the prophet. Now the prophet is not there. And he told him, I'm going to meet you in there. And they get in, and when they come to this other side, there was, I think, a girl or a woman that was asking them, what happened? What happened? I don't know. But now he's carrying his computer. He's watching. Bright people. Everything that the prophet was praying for. They were completely healed there. Can you see that? Now what is it? It's the land pool. It's the seventh seal. When he comes, it's you and him. You don't need the prophet. You don't need nobody. It is you and him about hearing about everything. It's you and him. That's a third quote. When he comes, it's you and him. You don't need a line. When you see people, and I'm sorry, because I've also killed. I've also been so weak, like I need you to come in and lay your hands on me. Like when I was in the hospital, I thought I was dying. And my wife even asked me, honey, where would you like to be buried? we didn't know that I'm going to survive. It was so far. I was going. And I thought that I was going. Praise God. And I needed that. Especially when you're weak like that, you need somebody to do it. Whatever it takes, if you lay your heart on me, I'm going to do it. You talk about we don't lay heart. Do anything. That's not against the word to raise me up. I want it. So bad. I know that. But it's kind of God required. God wants. God desired that we come to a place where those things are no more there. God desires that you and him are so close that we can be talking like friends. God wants that. God desires that we come to that. There's so much preventing us to get to that. But God desires that. That one time, he can have me where we can talk. Like friends, and walk around here and talk. You see that cannot be possible. What happened one time? The prophet praying. He prayed in the woods. And he woke up and said, "Oh, thank you, Lord." He's in the praise. And I remember one time he didn't even pray the whole day. So he did the praise, and he stuck walking like that, and he would feel a heart touch him like that. Can we have more? Oh, what a sweet king. Where we can talk. You talk about you and God, and you knowing what God wants about you and things like that, being led of God. God is, and you cannot decide then how much God is decided. God wants to take all these things. I don't know what God is born in. Because some of them are not born in this. Some of them are just being busy and things like that. Chaos of life. Chaos of this, chaos of this. I don't want to call them names. Praise God. But God will desire that all that is clear and you have some time. A certain closeness.
that even the will of God and the desires of God you know. Praise be to God. Now that was the temptation. That's how it's connected. I'm gonna move on. Now the other thing that he put at that, I don't know whether he quit or that was connected. I don't misuse the word connected. Well, that was the temptation. The other thing was, I don't know whether we got to that. So Matthew, I think I've talked about Matthew 24, 24. That's what they asked him. It's the same thing. It's just the same thing. He says, in the seventh seal, he says, those two are the same thing. There, Matthew 24, 36, is how when they asked him. I've just put it there, and there's a quote there. They asked him, when did you come? He said, no man knows. No man knows when I come, except him. That was his coming also. That is talking about his coming. So if you say, now I know, when you come, when the prophet comes in, this is when you come, then he's answering that question. They asked. Praise be to God. But you come in a secret. It will be so sick, like a thief at night. You come like a thief at night. So nobody else will know. Except the person that is coming. That's why it's a secret. It's got a secret cutting out of the brain. That's why the prophet said it's an invasion of something. It's not something everybody with every eye says. It's not like that. Don't brought that question. It's not like that. This is something that when he comes, it's only you that is taken. That's God. The only person that can know. And let me tell you something. This is serious. If you're not God, you also don't know. You only know it intellectually. You don't know it. You can read it. There's a book, there are quotes, there's everything. You can bring it up, but you don't know. It's your secret to you. That secret is revealed by him. And you becoming one and complete one. That's the only way you know. That's the only way you can know. Any other time is just knowing it. Just knowing it. Just because you know it. It's an experience. It's something that you have, but I do. You know, I like the prophet saying, you know, they were saying there's no Holy Ghost. I said, but they're too late. They are too late because I've already got it. If they were saying this, whatever, sometimes you could continue, right? But I've already got it. Now, I'll get that. I know Rebecca is following very well those quotes there. You can read those quotes, brother, sister Rebecca. I'm going to do that just now. That's Matthew 24, 24. That was a question that was asked there. When do you come? And nobody was, you were saying, nobody knows. No man knows. The angels don't know. None of them. That thing that no man knows, that thing that angels don't know, that is it. That is his coming. The prophet in the book called Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He brings it very well. I'm bringing that. Paragraph 101. I'm bringing that. That Jesus said, no man knoweth. I'm bringing that today. Today I'm thinking about that. In that book, Sister Rebecca and my wife, sister, if you want to listen to it. It's very good. You're going to see how people say it's not revealed. Harry, it's here. And by the way, that book it was preached. I know when it was preached. It was preached 27th July, 1963. And that book is loaded. And you know it's very big also. It's very big. But that book is loaded. Mm-hmm. You can read it, you can listen it, but it's loaded. It's there, it's loaded there. It says things there, I say, it's loaded. I don't know, I even think sometimes, this even somebody can see it. Even somebody who's not supposed to see it can see it. But no, remember, you cannot see it. You cannot see them. It's a secret. No man can know it. No one can do it except him when it comes to it. All right, now, Dadas. Let me come to Dadas. How is Dadas connected with that food? How is the Dadas? And this is a question. You know, in the group, somebody said, do you say Jesus Christ has come? Do you know that when Jesus Christ comes, the Dadas you utter? I said, yes, I know that. I said, have they had that? He said, yes. He said, tell me what the first Dada is. What the second Dada is. You know there are seven Dadas. I feel the seventh, because I know what the first he says, what the second he says. Now tell me what the first number says. There are seven numbers. Let me tell you something. Seven is the number of completion. Just know that. Why the seven? Because it's the number of completion. What is it? It is coming. The complete Next of him is here. I don't know whether I'm interpreting. I don't know. So that's it. Seven is the number of compression. There are seven. Right? What are they? I'm gonna read. Let's read it. What are the others? How are they connected with this coming? What are the others? Now let's look at it. First, let me explain this. Just 1 minute. What is that? Just think about that in the Bible. What is the ladder? Do you remember Israel one time wanted to see to hear God? Moses was going there every time, but one time they said, "You like to see to hear that God talking? You can't tell us that God is talking. You would like to hear?" Then he was said, "Now, clean yourself. Make sure that you wash." That was a physical covenant that time. The Old Testament was a physical covenant. They were able to clean what they eat. The what they were sacrificing was not spiritual. They were getting a little lamb, a little cow. The sacrifice, you know, something like that. And you cannot get into the Holy of Holies. So, physically speaking, that's how it was. Just like that. So now they were told, clean yourself. Don't go near your wives. And come with your sheep and flock. And because it's all Israel. And you remember Moses, what Moses had said? We are leaving nothing. You know, not even a hoof. So that's all. That's all of God. So come. So flock was told to come a certain level of the mountain. You know that? Certain level. Come here. Don't let the goats come before this. After this, don't let goats up here. And then from there, the people, clean yourself and come up there. From a certain level, Moses was told, Moses, come here now. And they went. And God started gathering. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt love God thy God. God started uttering that. And those people were so scared. They were not hearing thou shalt not steal. They were hearing others. And like they fear the feeling he told Moses, please, we don't want to go there no more. You go and tell us. You remember that story? That's exactly right. What was that? That was God talking. That was the voice of God. The voice of God is that us. I hope you know that now. I hope you get that. Yes? And I know you know, people know. But maybe there are people here in the internet. But let's read it now. Why? What is it? Now, paragraph 245. Now, what is it? Now. None of us know, but I'm going to tell you in my revelation of it. Now, I'm not prone to be fanatic, as you know, I'm ignorant of it, see. If I am, I'm ignorant of it, see. I'm not given away to such as the various carry-ons and imaginary things, you know, imagining this, the prophet, he was not like that. I've said some things might have been kind of strange to some people, but when God comes around behind it and vindicates it and says it's the truth, then the God, that God's word, see, it may seem strange that we see. And now, as I stand in the platform tonight, I had the revelation of that revealed. It is in a threefold manner. Now listen, the seventh seal was revealed. It was in a threefold manner. It says it was in a threefold manner. If you go to the place of the God, you see that it's a threefold. If you have anything, it's for that to you there. It's in a threefold manner. Ah, where am I? Okay. Class, okay. Can I write? Okay. In a threefold manner, that I will speak to you by God's help of a fold of faith. And then and he didn't say it. He didn't talk of it here. But he talked of it, this is April, this is, I think, March. But he's going to talk about it now in July, the same year. Let's go over that first here, is the revelation of it. Is the revelation, the beginning. What I want to tell you, what is it? What is this seventh seal? What is this, that book? What is this, that book? What happens is that those seven ladders, that he had ladder and was forbidden to write, that's what the mystery is laying behind those seven consecutive ladders. Rolling out, Brother Branham knocks on the pulpit. And he says, and then paragraph 166, I want to finish now. And then one of the four beasts said, now come and see what this. What is revealed? That is the first seal on paragraph 166 for those who are not have the quote. And then one of the beasts says, now come and see what it is. What is revealed beneath here? I don't want to talk about that because that's a vada. The seals were revealed by another, one ladder. What is a ladder? Is the voice of God. So it's actually God who revealed this. Then he gave that voice to reveal it to William Manning Branham. That's what it says. He gave it. He revealed this and then gave it to William Manning Branham to reveal it to the people. But it was a ladder. It was the voice of God that revealed it. Oh my, okay, John writes, John, that, now can I see, what is it, what is revealed in this here? Oh my, John, John, what you seen? John was told to write what he seen. So John goes through and see what it was. John goes to see what that ladder said. It's then that this creature told him, come see what the mystery is under the first seal. So he wrote the mystery. But did you know he didn't write it also? That's why it's also a ladder. He just wrote a simple. Nobody knows about it, and for 2,000 years, nobody has known it until God came and he revealed it. Because it was a ladder. Okay, my father, Brother Knox, prove it. The ladder, the voice. He says, the ladder, the voice of the Creator. That is what a ladder is. Can you get that? A ladder is the voice of the Creator. I know you people know, but there are a lot of people out there who've been asking me, what is a ladder? What is a ladder? And I don't want to give them my idea. It's here. The ladder, when you see these ladders, is the voice of the Creator. And I'm asking you, how is this connected with this coming? Look here now. It's what he says when he comes. Because who is he? He's not the guy that was here or now, the man. He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was God. The Word came first and dwelt among us. That's the main thing. It's the fullness of that. The fullness of the Word is what has come and is marrying the Word. And did you know, sir, I said something that day. I don't know when, but I remember saying something like that. If a dog marries a man or a man marries a cow, they are supposed to be killed according to the law of God. Do you know that? According to the law, that's the Bible, that's the Old Testament. They were supposed to be killed. If they are found, they are supposed to be killed. That's right. And let me tell you, if God marries a man, they're supposed to be killed. According to his laws. So God cannot marry nothing. God can only marry God. You must marry your own person. So God must marry God. I must be God if you see me. If you see God marrying me, I'm a God. God cannot marry nothing. Anything must marry his person. You cannot marry a man when you are God. You are different person. So I'm a God also. That's the only way you can get married to God. That's why it says there was nothing to quicken. in some people, there's nothing to marry. There's nothing to join in. There's nothing to join in. That's why he's not married to them. There's nothing there. But because you and him are one there, inside there, there's something new. That's why he married you. That's the law of God. That's the law of God. I want you to finish this one quote. Okay, Dada is Dada, the voice of the Creator. That voice of the Creator is the Word. That's what I'm saying. So the voice, this coming of Jesus is the Word. Is the fullness of the Word, and He speaks it. He speaks those Dada. I know, I'm sorry about this. I know I'm telling you this to people. Let me just say one thing. This is a ladder. This is a ladder. This is a ladder. To me, this is a ladder. That Adam was not in his theophany. Me, I didn't come through my theophany. That's something. Who knew? That's something. What is it? Did it? That's a thunder. And when it spoke those thunders, he didn't speak like one day. But they are there. One there. He speaks. God speaks them. Until one time he says, whatever I'm saying, if it's wrong, it's wrong. That is in the Feast of Trumpets. He says, because of things he said, you cannot. Where is he getting them to begin with? Where, prophet, where are you getting them? Where are you getting them? You don't know. But he says, if they are wrong, they are wrong. If they are right, they are right. But whoever is telling me to say them is the one who has been talking to me and brought all these things and vindicated them and showed them that is the truth. He's the same one. Those are not that. Those are secrets. Those are mysteries that no man knew. Are they in the Bible? Yeah, if you go in the Bible, they're not there. They are hidden there. They are hidden there. You cannot see them. They're not there. But they don't find the Bible. They go very well with the Bible. Sorry. Okay, that's one. He's telling you, it's the voice of the Creator. When he comes down for his bread, his voice. That's him. He's the Word. He's the Word. He's the Word, man, in the Word. Okay, now, you have to know what's there. Let's see. Oh, my. But think now, he wrote this. Paragraph 147, that's just a small one. Remember, I just wrote that one there for people to realize what Zada is. That has been a big question. Even Brother Keenan one time asked me in Kenya. I didn't know it. About 6 years ago, he tried to look and give him a quote that I thought he did. It's not really hitting it. It's not hitting it, but that's all I know. And he just got it there. I was saying, these things are just here. Don't think that I'm not, when we were talking about that with Brother Kieran and Kenya, don't think that I had not read this book. I had read this book. I closed myself inside because my house was just one room and there was everybody there. So I could not do it. So I borrowed somebody. That somebody is now, I'm still preaching to him. He's coming back to the message. And I think he's come now. And I borrowed him a house. He had a big house like this. He was a rich man. And I told him, why don't you give me your house? He said, I'm going away. If that is what you want, I'm going away. And he went away for a whole week. And I stayed there crying, reading it. I read it, I finished. I come back, I read it again, I finished it. But the thing that really was making me kind of go crazy is, what is this sentence? Is it reviewed? Is it not reviewed? Because it doesn't say nothing. What is this? What is this? And I read it again and again. I said, what is it? So this sentence, I've read it so many times. And still, I didn't see that one. It's the voice of a Creator. Then down here, he says, so don't. Another thing, let me just tell you. Don't you never think. Why am I not getting it? It's so simple. Don't you never think like that. There's nothing simple here. There's nothing simple. Unless it is revealed. Unless it's revealed, it's not simple. You can feel like you know, and then you go here and you talk so much, and you come back. How did I read this? Why did I see this? It's so here, so much here. Here by the grace of God. Whatever we have is by the grace of God. It's not what we are. It's not what we are. So weak, brother. We are human. We are just so, we are dust. We are just nothing. God, but it's the mercy of God. Yeah, and he's so merciful. He opens his blood. And he's so great. Don't think that you can know him. The prophet says, he will continue. I don't know how that, I don't understand that, brother. How is that? That he will continue revealing himself through, you cannot finish him. Through one thing. He's so great. You can't finish him. I don't. Sometimes I fathom that and say, what is this he's saying? But he's so great. You cannot say that you know now. You look at it and say, Lord, I'm nothing. Because I've not even touched that eternity. This has not gone, and I've not even touched. And you can continue revealing, then I know nothing more. Okay, let me finish this. And I know I've bored you because this is so simple and nothing. But I know somebody somewhere is maybe getting something small, however small it is. When he ladder, the ladder, remember, a loud clapping noise of a ladder is a voice, is voice of God. That's what the Bible says. See, a clap of a ladder, they thought it was a ladder, but it was God. He understood it, for it was revealed to him. See, it was a ladder. It's the voice of God. It's God talking. When he comes, that's how his seed comes to me, his wife. That's how I produce. I tell to him, I tell that does good. My character has gone. Now I produce Christ in my flesh. That's how it happens. That's the only way it happens. Because his seed is put in me. What is his seed? It's his word. is what comes in me. And it changes me, it brings me from that I was. You know, I always have to say that from a day. I didn't know that you are good for music like that. That was good. And mommy, you really. Were you the one who was on there? Were you the one who was playing this? Were you the one who was playing the piano? that first song was so good. How did it. Can you sing it again? Yeah, he reached out to that. I know that did his best thing. You know, that's sweet, brother. That's what he did to me. So, you know, without where would I be, really? Where would I be? Do you know, there's nothing. What is the difference between me and the rest of the guys we see around here? What is the difference? I was talking to one man here who was working with me, and he told me his father was the one who started the church. The church that brother Josh Bennett pastors. He's the one who started with his father. And he told me how his father greeted him. In fact, we talked a bit, and he had seen, after talking with him, the following night he saw a dream, and he came crying. I told him, the only way is to come today. Just come today. He told me, I have a relationship with God. And I said, I don't know what to go from there. And God did not tell me what to do, so I just left it. I just looked at that. Is that, I don't know where to use the word complacent. Complacency. I don't know whether that means, you know, like I'm satisfied. I'm good. I mean, I don't need that. I know that. Pretend. I'm not like that. I need you. If you have something small from the Lord, please, I need you. If you have a song that you want, I need it. I'm so weak that unless it's Him, I'm done. I'm done. I want it. Whatever it is. Whatever God puts in you, bring it. I want it. And I know I cannot do without Him. Let's pray. Father, we are thankful. Sometimes we don't have words about God even to use about God when we are wanting to express what we have in our hearts. And this is so great, Lord. What you've done, no man can do, Lord. There's nowhere else one can get it. Thy grace is so much, Lord. And when we see what you've done unto us, Lord, then, Lord, we don't know really what to say. Because saying thank you doesn't seem to be saying really what we feel, Lord. But just know, Lord, that we love you. Your love has overwhelmed us. Your love is so great. Your grace is so great, Lord, that we desire to be completely sold and treat, Lord. Help us, is our prayer, that we can serve you better, that we can be better citizens of that kingdom that is ours, Lord. Forgive our shortcomings, Lord. Look at us with eyes of mercy, Lord, that you can wipe anything that is not like you in us and bring us to you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you for the way you've spoken, Lord. Thank you for the simple things, Lord God, that maybe my mouth has said. If they say anything that is not you, Lord, take it away. Don't let it stick to anybody's heart, Lord. But throw it away, Lord. But if there's anything that is there that maybe you say that is you, Lord, there will be a great thing in my heart and in every listener's heart. Father, let it be like God is our prayer. We pray this, believing, Lord, and trusting in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can give us that song, Daddy.